Hi, we're so happy that you could be with us for our call. And Tihar Becker is the number one New York Times bestselling author of Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. And we're so excited. We're really lucky, and we know this because we're catching you as you're traveling to one of your courses.
Where are you headed, Har?
The Catskills in the New York area. We've got the first of three programs called the Ultimate Leadership Camp happening. The first one's out there, and then the next two are in California. This is the first year that we've held it, and I just got tired of reading books on leadership, and I figured I'd put them into the game and right into the adventure, and let's see how they really do.
Oh, well, we wish we were there with you because we've taken so many of your courses, and truly, I can't recommend them highly enough. Everyone should take every one of your courses, and everything I've heard about them is only A+.
Harv, you got to be one of the best course designers that we know. So,
will you please tell us now how you made your first dollar following your passion?
Well, I'd love to, you know, because I think that's one of the most important things that a person could ever do. And I guess started at the beginning. When I came out of school, I left school after the first year of college, you know, in search of my fortune. And, you know, my only intention was to make some money to basically prove my parents wrong that I was a bum and I'll never amount to anything. And so all I looked for was money-making vehicles. And I didn't think twice about you know, myself enjoying that or being passionate about it. And because my program, you know, the book Secrets of the Millionaire Mind that I wrote is all about the programming you heard in the past around your money situation. And we were all taught how to do money. And so my parents would always say to me, and when I said to them, well, you know, if I get into a position or a job or a business and I wasn't doing well in it because I didn't like it, you know, I said, I don't like doing this. I don't like this part of it. I don't like that at all. And they would constantly say to me, it doesn't matter what you like. Work is work and play is play. You do whatever it takes to earn a living. And they would ingrain this in me. Now, of course, they came from Europe, you know, after the war, and they came with $30 in their pocket and no clothes, no nothing else. That was it. So they had a survival mentality. So that's, of course, all they knew. But I didn't know that, so that's all I ingrained. But in the end, I kept following that methodology, but it didn't work for me. I wasn't successful, and I wasn't happy at all. And in the back of my mind and in my heart, really, I knew there had to be a better way, and I kept saying to them, I will find one day something that I love to do, and I will create wealth doing it. I'll be successful doing it. And they said, you know, you're a dreamer. It doesn't work like that. And I said, well, I will find that one day. And so, you know, literally what happened after that was that I kept searching, but what I was very into fitness and running at the time and staying in shape. And very fortunately, I was reading a magazine, and this is what I would suggest to everybody: make sure you read magazines and things in the field that you enjoy, those type of interest magazines. So I would read Shape magazine and Fitness magazine and all these magazines, and sure enough, I found a situation there where there was a home gym, a brand new home gym that was available. It didn't look like a home gym, but it was one of these like $2,000 pieces that would be in the home versus in an actual club. And I was very interested myself. Well, it turns out that led me to my opportunity where I made my first dollar of real passion. And what happened was eventually in the next few months, I opened one of the first retail fitness stores in all of North America. And talk about making my first dollar, because I was living my passion, finally doing what I love to do and really, really full on with it. And I'd work as many hours as it took. It didn't matter because I just loved being there and loved talking to people about fitness and the equipment and all that. I went I started with $2,000 that I borrowed on my Visa card. And from there, I became a millionaire, from zero to a millionaire in only 2.5 years. And I attribute that solely to the fact that I've finally been able to put them together. I was finally able to find a vehicle that I love to do. And once I was able to find that, it wasn't work anymore. It was just, you know, putting it out there, getting the message across, and I totally believe in that. And so in the end now, of course, from there, I kind of semi-retired, and I moved into the training business to actually help other people find vehicles that could fall into their passion category and doing what they love. And so that was my premise. And in fact, my first course, before you guys were even around, was called, listen to this, Get Rich Doing What You Love.
Oh,
most people don't know
that.
And literally, it was all about how do you, and this is a big mistake I think a lot of people make, is what they and we teach a program, as you know, called Life Directions. And what the biggest mistake I find most people make, if I may say so, is they have this, they settle. And they have this mentality of, we call it means to an end mentality, which means, well, I'm only going to do this to make a few dollars so I can da-da-da-da-da. And one day I will get into my da-da-da field. But you know what happens? You know, a few months turns into a few years, and a few years turns into a couple of decades, and pretty soon you climb the ladder with the ladder leaning against the wrong wall, right? And
right.
So I think a lot of people, their biggest mistake is that they're willing to settle. They're willing to means to an end mentality. And once I got into the training business, it was the same situation. I loved talking about originally my, again, that first subject was all about first start with the field you love. What do you love doing? What do you love being involved in? What's the field you love? And then we can show you how to find hot new business opportunities within the field you love. And that's actually easy. We actually teach that in one of our programs. So you start
so
with...
Go
ahead, I'm sorry.
Go so finish, Harv.
No, so you start with not the business, but the field. So let's say I love fitness. Well, you know, the first thing I want to do is I want to make sure my work, any work I do, is in the fitness arena, meaning that even if I have to take a job and I could get paid $70,000 a year as a computer designer, because that's one of my skills that I learned, not mine, but as an example, trust me, it's not mine, but I would rather take a job for $8 an hour in a health club so that I could be in that arena. Why? So that eventually I can either move up in that arena as an executive, for example, or I can open my own business now that I've learned the business from the inside. So that's what I recommend to everyone. You learn, even if you have to be the janitor for a while, be the janitor in the arena, in the field that you love. First, you'll enjoy doing it, and secondly, you'll learn how to do that business, and thirdly, you'll eventually open up that business on your own, but you'll have learned it from the inside, and you will be in the field you love because you chose it by the field that you love.
That's so cool. Now, Harv, when people have taken the passion test and they figured out what they love, how can they sign up for this course where you teach them how to make money at it?
Oh, well, you know, we have a program called the Millionaire Mind Intensive. As you know, it's a three-day, very powerful program that kind of works from the roots and the seeds of people's programming and reprograms them for automatic and natural success, which is this inner blueprint thing that we work on. And from there, at that event, people are offered a program called Guerrilla Business School. It's a 4.5-day event. One of the topics that I teach personally is called How to Find Million-Dollar Ideas Every 60 Seconds. And since it's so simple to do, it doesn't matter what field you're in. You can find idea after idea after idea for hot, new, exciting businesses within any field that you love. If you love hardware, you're going to find 100 ideas and 100 business opportunities in that arena. Because we just show you how do you create top-notch business opportunities and projects even within a field in order to succeed with it. So that part of it is pretty simple. It is a skill, though. There's a 7-step skill to finding it. But you can just choose any arena. You like hairdressing. You like beauty. You like relationships. You like plants. You can be rich in any of those arenas. And that's my message, if I could have one. Do not settle. Do not go with the means to an end thing. If you love plants, you be in plants starting tomorrow, and you work it up from there.
Harv, thanks so much for this. And how do people sign up?
I would recommend, well, you know, we have a very special situation right now with the book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. We've just gone over 500,000 copies. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And same for you guys. And one of the reasons is because the three-day Millionaire Mind Intensive is so powerful for people that we decided that, you know, basically everybody needs to do this. And so we're at this point in time, we're giving away 2 tickets to the entire three-day intensive, complimentary with each copy of the book that someone gets. And those tickets, each of them is worth $1,295, so it's about a $2,600 gift. And you can get the book at any store, of course. We were number one this week on Barnes & Noble.
Oh, fabulous.
.com. And you can get it in any store, basically, or you can order it on Amazon, or you can go to our website, which is millionairemind.com, www.millionairemind.com, and then take the Millionaire Mind Intensive eventually, and then you can hear about some of our advanced programs in the business arena and personal development arena.
Thanks so much for being with us. It's always wonderful to be with you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, and good luck to everyone listening and to you guys, because you guys do amazing work, and this is the key right here. You start with what you love, and you find a situation or a vision or a business within that arena. First comes the field, then comes the vehicle, the specific vehicle in that field, and you can't go wrong.